We're hopefully doing things for the better good of the community beyond our lives.
Well, I hear this argument all the time. Basically, we're not going to build our way out of our financial situation, because the more you build, the more police and fire and everything else you need. So things just keep going up. And it sounds really good to say, oh, we've got to do this and we got to keep growing, but it never really works out that way. It just doesn't. So, but I understand we can't stop growth, so we have to just do what we can. And I understand that issue.
Well, we've seen that we haven't had growth in a 10-year window from 07 to 17. We see where the growth has been all around us. We can continue to sit back on our laurels and let that go, but how are we going to address right? How are we going to handle our raising tax scenario? So because then the taxes are going to go up, to the citizens, and we have stipulations and limits on that as well.
Go up anyway.
So, Alderman Mayor left at 8:10. Yeah.
John
Nelson left too at 8:10.
Can we 5-minute recess?
5-minute recess. Okay. Yep. Okay, we're back in session. Just to let the department heads know, we're going to be wrapping this up. None of the aldermen have any specific questions to you, so you can feel free to go home to your families. Except for Glenn. Clerk, you can't.
We'll be out of here by 10 or 11.
Because I did want to go through 331 real quick, street improvements. Anybody look at that page?
331?
This is regarding, 331. Regarding your neighborhoods.
Yes.
Dan who?
Dan Mayer.
Where'd he go?
He's a department head?
Be prepared.
Not
well,
that
you don't have a quorum. Well,
hey, Joel.
Tell Dan to get. Oh, Dan. There you are.
Did you find anything?
Page, the street improvement fund starts on 331, but on page 332, or is it 331? Is it 332, the name of the streets? Oh, no.
336.
336 is the name of the roads that are going to be on the improvement or paving project for 2019.
The mayor's budget includes the projects, the top 10 projects, but not the bottom 4 projects.
Going through Tumble Creek Drive, correct?
Yes.
No, that's 13 projects.
The final 4 projects are not included in the mayor's recommended budget. We can argue if I can count correctly
the top 13 or knock out the last 4 projects, unless there's any alderman that wants to give up the road, then it'll help somebody else. Alderman Nelson.
There was a project. This is really not related because I don't see myself on any of these. But from this year, did one get shortened over on Mayor Drive? The whole project wasn't done. I thought that was going to get put off to 19. I don't think the whole project was done. I thought I'd see it on here. Just wondering, Glenn, because I got some people that live there that said the whole project wasn't completed.
You said it's Mayor Drive?
Yeah, Mayor's Drive.
Any relation to the...
Yes.
You can't go on.
The farm is owned by a relative.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I don't believe the project was completed, and I just thought I would see it on this year's, and I see nothing for the district at all. So.
Now, Glenn, there's a project You've got allocated dollars on 68th Street, but I know that you had a temporary first meeting on the project over on 68th Street. How do you envision 68th Street going forward when you've got this small appropriation? You've got this allowance, and then you had also, what, another $500,000? $300,000 set up in the budget? So can you give us a quick little...
Keep in mind we don't know what we're going to do on 68th Street yet. The meeting the other night was to collect input, and then we're actually going to have the consultant show up at the next Board of Public Works meeting next week, I think, and kind of talk to the board about some philosophies on various things. And then they're going to take some preliminary recommendations based on the input from everyone. And October 30th, they'll have another public meeting where they present their preliminary findings and recommendations, probably get more input from the residents on what they like and don't like and feel strongly about. And they'll probably tweak those recommendations based on some more analyses. And they'll actually come back to Common Council for you guys to actually decide what we're planning to do. Then there is some money in to work on the projects next year. I don't know if they're going to recommend we, you know, shave three hills, shave seven hills, widen it here and there. I'm not anticipating that we're going to do everything next year. I would be surprised if we're able to do it. I'm anticipating that we'll take whatever the recommendations are, actually whatever is approved by council, and we may phase this over a couple years if we can't fit it all in next year. So we'll fund what we can next year, and the rest of it we know what it'll be for the following year.
So you're talking going into 2020?
I would anticipate it, so yes. Yes.
Correct. We're going to do improvements and then we're going to tear them out.
No.
Why would we do that?
Oh, well, 68th Street, and we do list. In reality, 68th Street should have been done last year, maybe possibly even the year before. It was the pavement condition was so poor, but that's when we decided that we would anticipate. So, I plan on supplementing what they recommend with. Again, taking as far as I can here. So it may not be all of these segments, but it'll be somewhere on 68th Street. Yes.
And the money was taken out of the study that put it in this year.
Yes.
These are the projects that are necessary.
So I would anticipate if, for example, if we decide to shave three hills, then these funds could be used to connect the hills. I could provide one, yes. I think one was prepared, but... Yeah, I can do it, Matt.
Okay, so you're going to say that this is going to be in connection with a future project, that we're not going to be in spending dollars and then...
Correct, yeah. I'm not going to do something next year and then rip it up, no.
Okay. We can use this in other areas.
But I
wouldn't anticipate we would do that.
I do anticipate that the things on this list would be from like Payne and Dolan or whoever wins our paving contract for next year. But then we'll probably have a construction project designed by Lakeside that another contractor may do, and they'll be done in conjunction.
Okay. Thanks, Clint. Any other questions? Alderman Mayer.
Just a kind of a summary. I could. For the listening audience, can you guys talk through the increase, the 445, 403, and then the total increase, but where the rest of it's coming from?
You just rattled off a number of numbers, but there's no description, so I don't know what we're talking about.
The recommended budget, the levy increase.
So you're talking tax rate now?
Yes.
Okay,
it's all here, just for the listening audience, and just for the sake.
Wait, we're finished with the street improvement fund.
I thought we were.
Oh, Okay.
I had a question.
Alderman Nelson.
Okay. How does one get their projects put on this list? Since I got nothing in my district and I got plenty of roads that are deteriorating and potholes and...
Well, if it's comforting, that means that there's roads worse in other districts. So
it does comfort me.
Every 2 years, we actually rate all of our roads. So then we try to hit the worst. Having said that, that's not necessarily how that's determined. Sometimes it's, as long as we're in the neighborhood, tearing everything else up, we're going to hit this little stub or something like that, or we try to group them together. But for the most part, it's based on ratings. And then... just because one street may be worse than another street this year, you know, so in a couple years, maybe the other street just deteriorated a lot faster. So, some streets will leapfrog others for various reasons. Maybe there's a lot of construction traffic or something. But it's all based on scientific. We call it PACER method. And the idea is that you do roads based on the need, not political boundaries.
Well, I wasn't suggesting they were political boundaries. I'm just showing the. It just seems odd that I had none, and I have them. I wasn't insinuating anything. I wasn't looking to start a fight. I wasn't looking to be contentious. I just wanted just some clarification on how this process works.
Yeah.
And what I need to do to get ones that I identify either with you on the tour, or whatever.
Well, like I said, every single street we have, every 2 years, we go through and do a full analysis. And they're all compared against each other. It's called a PACER,
PACER
system. Yep.
And that's a statewide system. Most communities use the same PACER system.
Actually, Federal Highway developed the system, and most local communities use it.
That's fine. Just want to know the method and the madness.
Do you know where
what? I don't. If you call tomorrow, or actually, I'll have that answer sent to you. Tifton?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that's kind of patchy, falling apart.
I'll check on it.
Alderman Nelson, also, if you get a chance to review pages 333 and 334, the assistant city engineer described the process for selecting roads. So that whole process is defined in the budget here document for you. And anyone who might be listening to this and interested can read that online as well, pages 333 and 334.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we're done with Street Improvement Fund. Dan, you had a question regarding going to the front of the book.
Yeah, just the summary of the levy increase in revenues and taxes.
Do you have a page? Or actually, there is 15.
I'm on 8, and it's the same as what we were handed out today as well.
15R.
So taxes are going up. The levy is going to increase $445,000 according to your sheet that you handed out today, and according to page 8 in the budget document. Correct.
Page 15 of the budget document describes how the tax rate is calculated. Tax rate is a function of the levy that the Common Council adopts divided by the total assessed value of the city. And then there's a component that deals with the amount of the tax levy that is allocated to the TIDs. So in the books that you have before you, page 13 describes the assessed value and what's happened to the assessed value of the city. And it is in here by property class. The total assessed value of the city, as described on page 13, increased 4.9%. However, residential property increased 6.1%. Manufacturing increased only 1.1%, and commercial property increased 5%. The residential class by far is the largest class of property in the city, counting $2.76 billion, with a B, dollars. On $3.748 billion in total property. So generally, residential properties are going to be picking up a larger share of the total tax levy because their property values increase greater than everything else. So then I would direct your attention to page 15. And on page 15, we go through a number of calculations. This is how the State Department of Revenue will calculate our tax rate for us, or determines how we sell our, determine our tax rate. But I'll direct your attention to that box, bolded items, tax rate on assessed value. And that's taking the tax levy that's being proposed or recommended of $21,389,475 and dividing it by the assessed value TID out, coming up with a tax rate of $5.43 per $1,000 of assessed value. The mill rate does not take it on a per thousand, but just takes it on a per dollar basis. So you would just move the decimal point over to the left 3 points. Earlier this evening, I put in front of you a corrected page there. I believe that total tax levy is $21,389,375. There was a $100 change on that.
The page is labeled 15R before you, and there's a $100 correction. It does. It's so small to the total, it doesn't change any of the percentages.
Periodically, staff will talk to you about an equalization credit or correction and difference, and that's identified on this page as well. All of these numbers will change for the total tax rate once we get the tax levy from the other overlying taxing authorities. This is just the city tax portion of the tax rate.
So looking at that page, I'm looking at page 15R, that middle line then that says city tax levy TID out, where at the end you have the number Paul said of the $21,389,375. If you subtract from that the number next to it, the 2017-18 number of 21,027, that difference you get is the increase of
You're comfortable with the other revenue? The total increase then puts us at $954,177.
Of revenue. You're referring to it looks like you're referring to that summary that I gave in
the
presentation, page 19.
Page 8 in the Roman numeral 8 in the budget document, and then the summary you gave us tonight, then, too. So the total increase equals 954.
We believe those revenues are fair and appropriate, but if something happens and Ballpark Commons drags out, or the people building all the condominiums and apartments end up not building some of those structures, you could have some issues with your building permit fees. The other one is there's an the ambulance fee increases are fairly substantive here. That assumes that there will be an increase of rate. So when Adam brings that ordinance through to increase the rate, if you don't make those changes, your ambulance fee revenues will, won't be there. So the landfill siding ones.
Well, Mark, can you tell us what an ambulance fee is and what you guys in this projection? What is the increase? Is it going up $50? Is it going up from $700 to $750?
That's in here. I think you talked about
it. It's in
that.
Here. But, do you recall what?
I'll be honest. I went with the fire chief's number on that. I did not speak with him directly on that number very much. I don't know.
Maybe you just want to talk to him tomorrow and get
that. I don't have enough knowledge of the specifics of those fees to be able to describe. I do know that the fee that gets billed out, we use a contract service to do that. If the party is going to end up paying for that by Medicare, which many of those services are provided for, then it's heavily discounted by the federal government.
Yes.
If it's paid for by insurance coverage, it's discounted, but to a smaller extent. Okay. And if it's private pay, it typically pays the entire amount that's billed. Those ambulance fees also depend upon the service that's provided. But by way of range, I've seen bills that range from $700 to $1,200 for an ambulance conveyance.
There was an additional fee we were thinking of adding, which was a new service. And he said there's only one, and part of that conversation, he said there's really only one other community using it. He really wants to avoid that because the increases he's doing, he thinks will be commensurate with area other area communities. So I don't believe he's pushing them outside the norm, but I can't tell you precisely what he was anticipating. I know on the court fees that it's estimated that the average increase across the fees will be 10%. So we'll, you know, speeding tickets, and I believe the judge is thinking first offense marijuana ticket would probably go up. So, but a separate ordinance and schedule will be brought back for your recommendation before or consideration before the end of the year.
Okay. Alderman Mayor.
So at any rate, I don't need the details, but just in general, your estimation of those rates is pretty, you're pretty confident in the increases in the revenues that it should produce that extra. You wouldn't have it here if you weren't fairly confident.
And I'm leaning on the fire chief on this one. Usually we have to push him to consider, do you have more? Is that, you know, and he digs into it. And we didn't have to this year. The number he gave, we were comfortable with.
Yeah.
It provided it as a basis for funding that additional battalion chief. So he was motivated to make sure he found a good number. We ended up not being able to use it for that, but we didn't alter the number after that recommendation from him.
Dan, these are similar questions that I asked of these guys.
Just getting your input that you're comfortable with that.
Yep.
So we're going to go up. $954,177 is what the
general fund revenue.
General fund revenue is going up. Of that, $361,526 will be taxes, which is a 1.72% rate.
Correct.
Okay. And how does that compare to last year? Just ballpark. Did we raise last year? We did, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
$600,000.
$530,000, I think, was the total levy increase a year ago.
So our general revenue increase this year is more, but the amount on the tax levy is less. Is that a
good
statement? Okay.
So it looks like just dividing those two numbers on page 15, looks like last year's taxes went up 2.52%. this budget did anticipate that we would, for one more year, and have a.
But this was the final year, wasn't this? The
final year of the current contract.
Okay.
But if you look at the process and you look at the complaints and the lawsuits we get, we're actually getting a much more favorable response from the community as a whole by doing it each year because the changes were different. When we were doing it every 3 years, people would get these changes that were holy cow, and they would have hundreds and hundreds of cases coming and, you know, people coming to the assessor's office. Those numbers have dropped considerably because the adjustments have all been more moderate. So, from a community acceptance standpoint, if you look at the number of complaints and the number of cases they have to deal with, doing the annual revaluation has been better.
Well, if you've ever sitting on a board of review, maybe you'd learn the process.
Those are so long.
The complaint is that
very
I
long.
Heard we're doing it so often, so we can get more money.
Right.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard that too.
That would mean they don't understand the process because the assessed value is just used to determine how big of a piece of the slice of pie you get. It doesn't change the size of the pie. That's what's happening now in the budget process. Increasing taxes in total, as we've recommended, 1.72%, that makes the pie a little bigger. So if nobody's assessment's changed, and they all had the exact same assessment this year, yes, their taxes would go up some because we're increasing the total taxes. But changing the assessments in and of itself doesn't change the amount of taxes we're collecting.
Yeah. Well, they can have the perception, but there's also law that dictates us in regards to staying within a certain percentage of the market value of a home. So they, you know, you can just say that, hey, this is a law that's the state of Wisconsin's law. It's not just the city of Franklin. And so that we're adhering to. Granted, it keeps us, it keeps everybody with a little bit better picture of what their estimated fair market value of their home is. Okay. Dan, you brought up that one. Mark, do you want to?
Two quick things. One correction. Earlier when I mentioned that police and fire overtime was going up $25,000, plus the roll-ups of 4,375. That is correct. Paul and I met during the break there, and we relooked at the notes. And so what you have on this handout I gave is accurate. So 25,000 in wages, and we've covered the benefits with it. And then in the budget presentation I gave is your budget calendar. This is your only scheduled meeting on the budget. If you have other issues you wish to do or you want to change the budget that gets published in the public hearing notice and presented by me at the public, you need to do it at the Committee of the Whole. Absent any more motions or any more meetings, we'll make the few adjustments that were referenced earlier today, and we change the document and begin to prepare the public hearing notice. You have until Friday, October 12th, by our calendar, to be able to make any changes as the Committee of the Whole, if you wish to do so, to have it included in the public hearing.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, I have a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes, 4 in favor, 1 absent, none against.
No idea.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Paul?